kegs too.
Okay. Do you recall a stand? Okay.
Stand.
How you spell it? S-T-A-N-D. Okay. If you had a salt box, it didn't have any spout on it, you'd have to get something shaped like that, pour the salt in, you know, to get a smaller container.
Wow.
A what?
Wow.
Okay. What would you use to urge your horses to go faster if you're riding a buggy?
Whip.
Okay. And if you bought fruit at the grocery store, the grocer would put them in a
bag.
Okay, what kind of bag?
Paper bag.
Okay. And let's... You can buy 50 pounds of flour in a...
What?
Sack. Okay. And what do you call the kind of sack or bag that potatoes are shipped in?
The crocus sacks.
Okay. What's the difference between a croaker sack and a flour sack? I mean, is there a difference in the kind of material?
Material, but I don't know. I know the flour sack is made out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like a little rope material.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know what kind of material. That's the croaker sack is all I know.
Okay. When y'all could pick cotton, what kind of sack would you use?
The cotton sack made out of this duck, you know, 8 ounce.
Uh-huh.
8 ounce duck.
Uh-huh. Was it very big?
Yep.
Did it get heavy?
Yep.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
It's about 50 pounds. I can't remember.
Okay.
I know my dad used to do it, but I can't remember how much he took. That's been so long.
Okay.
I was so young.
On a wagon that didn't have a full load, you say, he didn't have a full load, he just had a...
half a load?
Okay. Have you ever heard the word jag used for half load?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you use that in a sentence for me?
I don't use it.
Okay.
I've heard it, but I don't use it.
Okay. If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you say you have to put in a new...
bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. And if you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a clothes
basket.
Okay. And it used to be on a barrel, you know, these wooden things that ran up and down. They're called staves. And then there was a round metal thing that went around and held them in place.
Hook. What kind of hook?
Okay. And okay, if you have one hook, or you could have two.
Or three.
Okay, and you call them. Just a plural of hoop, you'd say.
Hoops.
Okay. If you fill up a bottle with some liquid and you put something in the top so it wouldn't spill out, what would you put in the top?
A stopper.
Okay. And, what?
I said stopper, a cork.
Okay. What's a cork made out of? It's a
cork.
Okay.
It's made out of corking.
Can a cork be made out of anything else? I mean, like, would you call it a cork if it was made out of, like, plastic, or would you call it a stopper?
Stopper.
Okay. You wouldn't call anything cork.
But a cork.
All right. A little musical instrument that children play, like?
French horn.
Okay. And a musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and tickle your fingers?
Fiddle. Violin.
It's smaller.
I can't think the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know what it is. I can say it right now.
Will you stop me if you think it? What do you call a thing that you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call a long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
It's a tongue. Don't they call that a tongue?
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between these two long things that stick out from the buggy.